Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. All right, the divisions have been decided. Champions are about to be crowned and legends born like Taylor Heinicke. But what about you? What's in it for you? I know. It's your time to win in the NFL playoffs. You've waited and watched all year. Maybe your team had a good season. Maybe your team had a bad season. How about you have a winning season in January? MyBookie, the industry's leading online sportsbook and casino, and it's not hard to understand why. Thousands of lines to bet on your favorite sports. NFL, NBA, college basketball, check, check, check. MMA, soccer, check, check. They've got all the latest odds, period. Take advantage of MyBookie's prop builder and live in-game betting, where every single run, throw, basket, touchdown is another chance for you to put cash in your pocket. Visit their mobile-friendly website today and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Just use promo code ZABE when you make your first deposit. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. The best part is they make it simple with a variety of ways to deposit, including credit card, bank transfer, Bitcoin, and more. Whether you're at home or on the go, your laptop or on the phone, it's not too late to make your New Year's resolution a resolution to get paid on the games you knew were going to end up the way they did. Bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie. Today on the ZabeCast, divisions for sale. Get your corporate division names. Boy, sports keeps getting a little bit worse, doesn't it? But hey, money. Am I right? Ron Rivera announced a possible QB rotation against Tampa. We'll have my man One Account Rhodes weigh in on that. All that plus a college football championship game pushback. Get out of here. Your 30-minute dose of pure me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go. Wednesday, January 6, 2021. Thank you for downloading. Let's get right to it. Sports continues to get just a little bit shittier, click by click by click. Oh, I know, in some areas, sports is better now. Hell, we can gamble on games from the comfort of our own home. Hell, from the comfort and convenience of our own palm and our own cell phone. Of course, we're all going to lose money eventually because you can't make money gambling on sports, but you should at mybookie.com. There you go. Free plug. Thank you very much. If you do have to gamble, and I know some people
let's
do.
Get ready to gamble.
By the way, I found a great new Mr. X soundbite that I've got to pull from The Sopranos. It was when Jackie Jr. was hiding out in the Booton Projects after he and his idiot buddies tried to boost Ralphie's card game, and it went completely sideways. The guy who takes him in, the black guy who, oh, I should know the actor's name. He is, I think he was in The Wire. He takes him into his apartment, and his little daughter says, "Who should I, what's your name?" And he said, "I shouldn't say." And the guy goes, "All right, it's Mr. X then."
Yes.
Got to pull that soundbite. Anyway, I digress. So.
This is that kid I was telling you about, man. Needs the crash here. He can get you a Glock 9.
Welcome to the Boonton Holiday Inn.
My name is Lena. What's your name?
Probably shouldn't say.
Mr. X, then.
You'll be safe here, bro. Your Guido friends would never think to look for you here.
Mr. X, can you play chess?
No.
I can. My daddy taught me.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Sports getting a little bit worse day by day. My voice is not getting worse day by day. It's getting better, believe it or not. But there's still a little bit in there. Oh, yeah. I also think that I've got the row. I'm not sure, and I'm not going to get tested, but I think I do. Because this morning, it's so funny. This morning, I'm like, okay, I'm farting in bed, and I'm wafting it up towards me with my wife blissfully asleep. And I'm like, huh, normally I get a pretty good feel for what that smells like, and it's not great. Couldn't smell it this morning. And then I stuck my nose up to my little bottle of 5-Hour Energy, Kirkland brand style, the generic, much cheaper version, same placebo effect from Costco. And I was like, nope, cannot smell that. Now I still can taste things, and I just feel like I have a cold. And I know some of you are going to be screaming at me, go get tested. No. Like I said, I've tested myself already. I stuck my finger right there. It is positive. I'm assuming I'm a positive. Because here's the thing. I just read something. They said negative tests does not mean you're really negative. So in other words, if you get a test, they say you're positive, they assume you're positive, and they put you in dry dock for 14 days. If you're negative, that still doesn't mean anything, and you should assume you're positive. Or there could be other reasons. So it seems to me a heads I win, tails you lose kind of situation from their end of it, so no. Excuse me, I just had some chicken soup. I got chastised by my man David Baru on email about eating tomato soup yesterday. Like, I thought that was pretty good. He's like, nah, it's bad. It's got this, got that. Sugar, the stock is probably made out of wheat. Bah. Okay, sorry. Chicken noodle, is that better? Okay, where was I? Sports getting worse. So, the NHL has now decided to sell their division names. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What the hell did you just say?
The NHL has sold the names to their divisions. There will be the Scotia NHL North Division, the Honda NHL West Division, the Discover NHL Central Division, and the Mass Mutual NHL Eastern Division.
You are tampering with forces you can't understand. We have major corporations sponsoring this event.
Yes. Major corporations sponsoring these division names. We're a long way from the Smythe, the Patrick, what was the one in the West? Old NHL divisions. excuse me. I said my voice is getting better. Patrick Division, Smythe Division, Adams Division, and Norris Division. That's what it once was when it was the Prince of Wales Conference and the Clarence Campbell Conference, or the Wales and the Campbell Conference. Now, do I give really two shits that they have done this? No, not really. But like I've said, it's just one more click in the direction of wrong, including apparently my Capitals are going to have not the Capitals logo on their helmets, but they're going to have Capital One on their helmet, not just on one side of the helmet, but on both sides of the helmet for the 2020-2021 season. But like I said in the open, money. Am I right? Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money. The NHL is struggling, is going to struggle without fans to make money this year. And, you know, everyone's obviously very sad for these billionaire owners, but still, I guess the floodgates are open. We've already lost the front of NBA jerseys to a stupid advertising patch that I think looks terrible. And the NFL probably can't be far behind. It's just a matter of name your price. To me, the uniform should be sacred. The uniform, except for, and this is where a lot of people have a problem with Nike and the baseball uniforms. They don't like the Nike swoosh on the front of baseball uniforms. I don't mind if a company, Nike, Adidas, whoever, pays a lot of money to be the official uniform supplier of a league. They're allowed to put their mark prominently on the garment as long as it's, you know, not unreasonably large. I feel that. But many purists do not. I don't like just an ad on the helmet of my hockey team. It's just no, boo, bad, wrong. So yeah, all the things that are making sports just a little bit worse every day. Targeting rules, load management, watered down playoffs. The fact they don't print physical tickets anymore in many cities with many sports. The soon-to-be absurd baseball rules that idiot Manfred is about to unleash on the game. The guaranteed salaries of players these days, my God. To the moon, Alice, and back. You still can't bring your own beer to the damn game. Imagine if you could bring your own cooler. A small enough cooler that they'd inspect. They'd go, okay, that's beer. That's not a gun. All right, have a good time in there. Of course, the entire sports model, big sports industry would collapse because of that. The targeted blackouts of your team in your area on TV completely suck. And that's the case with all these MLB, you know, ticket plans and whatever. It's like, well, I live here and I've got to do an end around, and I've got my brother's account and I'm using his password and they're trying to geofence me, and you got to dance around it. It's like, fuck, I just want to watch this. I'll pay you a reasonable price to watch this. Can we not do it that way? And don't even get me on the sports reporting these days and the fact that there's very few outlets that do good, credible reporting on our sports. It's not getting better. It's not getting better, but I don't know if it's a big, you know, tragedy. People are saying now that, well, when is the NFL going to go ahead and sell? Oh, I forgot to mention overseas NFL games in London. That's another thing that is one click worse. Something you didn't ask for, and you're like, nope, don't like that. Click worse. What else am I missing in the one click worse category of this is the way the sports style is turning? How long till the NFL sells their divisions? I don't know, but I know this. Somebody, I'm sure, has written a memo already. I build a home and wait for someone to tear it down. All right, since I am not on locally anymore in DC, I know many of you are craving for more Wooft Skins talk, so why not bring in my number one psycho, love him to death, even if he drives me crazy at times, Washington football fan, Johnny.
Hey, hey, hey.
One account, Rhodes. Hit the post perfectly. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Well, here we are in the middle of playoff week, and it's fun. Although, my God, this announcement on Tuesday that, well, not announcement, but this hint by Ron that we may have to have a Alex Smith, Taylor Heinicke rotation is a little bit concerning.
Why? You weren't concerned before that?
No, of course I was concerned. I was terrified. I was the guy that said I would have hooked Alex Smith at one point in that game down 14-10. Then he engineered one last touchdown drive with a great dime to Logan Thomas. And I said, you know what? I'm going to shut my mouth. I should never doubt Alex Smith ever.
Well, I would actually not even start him this week, to be honest with you. But yes, he did throw that dime.
By the way, how far away from your phone are you right now? 10 feet, 15 feet?
I've got Bluetooth earbuds in. Is that not good?
You sound very far away.
Okay, hold on.
Would it be too much to ask? And I know it sucks. You're probably in a very echoey room. You in the shitter right now? Did I catch you mid?
No, I got out of there.
Oh, okay.
I got out of there.
In one piece?
I'm all bidet'd up.
Did you get out of there in one piece? Okay.
Yeah.
How about now?
Oh, way better. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. You know, all this technology, Rhodesy, it still doesn't substitute for smashing the stupid phone up to your face.
I've tried, but I just got a new phone. I can't go another 2 years with a broken screen.
Well, they fix screens, you know.
That's a good point.
What did you get?
I got the iPhone 11.
All right, so you're hanging one back from the latest and the greatest.
Hanging one back because I've been feeling a bit bent over on the cell phone scam industry. So this phone gets paid for by $10 a month as opposed to, what, 30-something a month?
Right. What was the cost of the phone for that 11?
I don't even remember. I let the wife handle it.
Okay. Best deal going, if you ask me, is the iPhone SE. It's still
That's what all my kids got.
It's got the button. I just got it from my wife. My wife was in an iPhone 6, which was damn near 8 years old. 8 years old? It was really old. And I thought the SE was going to be smaller. I put them side by side. I'm like, no, it's exactly the same size. But it's got all the modern internals. It's got the modern chip. It's got a better camera. And it's got the button. And I got a buddy, Getter, you know him. He keeps saying, you should get the 12. And I'm like, as soon as they put a button on it, I'll get it. Until then, they can go fuck off.
And you know they'll never button up.
Probably not. Although the SE brought the button back when everyone thought it was gone for good. That's why I've been sitting on my 8 for as long as I have, because I thought it was going to be the last of the Mohicans when it comes to the button. I just don't. People say, oh, you get used to the swipe up on the bottom. I tried it once, lasted 2 months, and I said, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, but you didn't say that when you tried dark rum. You didn't try it one time.
What are you talking about? Is that a joke?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, did I try dark rum with you? I'm trying to remember that.
Well, Kraken.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the Kraken is the best. Boy, I'd love some of that right now. Too bad I'm under the weather. Okay, let's get to it, Johnny. How do you feel? First of all, let's go back to Sunday night, and let's square our account, you and I, about me being too negative or not focused enough on the fact that Washington won the division fair and square on Sunday night. You had a real problem with Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth endlessly talking about the Giants during the game.
Yeah, I did. I mean, look, we're not stupid. Everybody that is a somewhat educated football fan understands what we were watching. We didn't have to be countlessly or continuously reminded of it while we were trying to win a championship for the first time since 2012.
Right.
So I remember when the Maryland Terrapins won the national basketball championship, going through basically beating the upper echelon of all basketball, Kansas, Kentucky, Wisconsin, UConn, and then finally Indiana, and the Indiana game was ugly, and that's the only thing Billy Packer talked about the entire game. When we were finally going to cut down the nets, and it felt terrible. So
that year they went through UConn in the regional final, which was a hellacious game with Caron Butler for UConn, right?
I never thought Caron Butler would go away in that game. Yeah. He was an animal.
But Juan Dixon hung with him shot for shot, big play for big play. Amazing game. And then in the semis, they just destroyed Kansas. And the Indiana game was coached by their coach, the black coach who had the mental breakdown and was seen sitting up in the stands during the one game.
I think Mike Davis?
Davis, I think his name was.
Yeah. But, you know, while and my Maryland fan buddies, we were all basically driven to tears. We were so happy. But listening to Packer, who's never been a Maryland guy,
yeah,
that really sucked.
Now, I hear you on that front. Announcers that you don't think are giving your team a fair shake in sports are the worst.
Yeah, so I think you misunderstood my text the other night. I wasn't questioning what quality of opponent we had or anything like that. I just didn't want them to dampen the moment.
Yeah, I hear you.
Of an otherwise really difficult year. You
sure,
know what I mean?
Sure. So, I think the way that after the incredibly stupid decision to bring in Nate Sudfeld was made, Washington turned it over once and nearly turned it over two more times.
Yeah.
You know, and I think then getting them to jump off sides in a hard count was sort of the cherry on top of the shit Sunday that the NFC East has been all year. So that had to be noted, I guess, from the announcers.
Yeah, I agree. I just, you know, you can say this is ugly football, or you can focus on the New York City bias and how upset the 6-10 Giants must be.
Yeah, I know. Fuck them.
And that's what bothered me.
Fuck them and fuck their coach and fuck their owners. And yeah, they beat us twice this year, but so what? They finished one game too far in arrears.
That's right.
So, all right. So this game coming up, there's no chance Alex Smith plays the full game, right?
I don't see it.
Here's why, Dave.
Maybe eventually we're going to find out whether this is what comes first, chicken or the egg. So we want to talk about Scott Turner and his play calling. And I've heard people like Rooster talk about how the Washington team wouldn't have to put so much on Alex Smith if they could actually run the ball. I call BS because...
Well, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, how do you run the ball
when you can't throw downfield?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
There is no stretching of the field, and therefore defenses are in the box and filling gaps with ease.
Yeah.
And I believe that there needs to be some vertical nuances in the offense, and I kind of feel like Heinicke can get that done, even if he probably will turn it over, you know?
Yeah, I think that you got to try to win the game. I mean, maybe the most crazy thing ever to think, we're going to try to win a game against Tom Brady with Taylor Heinicke. And the answer is, yeah, you're going to have to try to do it. There have been some pretty scubby quarterbacks that have played playoff games in the NFL due to injuries. The Texans 1 year went into Baltimore with Tom Savage as their starting QB. Remember that?
I sure do.
The Raiders had Connor Cook. Who was the guy from Michigan State? He stunk, by the way. And they got completely housed, I think, against the Texans in that one. It usually doesn't work out well, but we're hoping for the one sense of lightning in a bottle.
Well, yeah, and I don't feel like we're weighing out the difference between Drew Brees and Heath Shuler.
No.
I mean, right now we're probably splitting hairs.
Right.
I just think that it might open up the playbook a little bit more. And it's really funny that we're talking about a kid we barely know who hasn't stuck on two other teams. But
I know. He was last in the XFL. By the way, it was Connor Cook from Michigan State. And he got thrown in at the last minute because they're pretty much down to no quarterbacks. This league still doesn't, Rhodesy, develop enough quarterbacks to staff the position properly. I have no idea why they don't mandate every team carry a full three quarterbacks at all times.
Funny you should say that. We were just – I put that in my blog today because I read an article about John Elway today, and apparently Mr. Elway has isolated himself from the entire rest of the organization, including the ownership group. He's locked the door. He's the gatekeeper, and whatever he says goes.
Yeah.
And he is not satisfied with Drew Locke, although – they just drafted him the year Haskins was drafted, and they were stricken with a rash of injuries before the season even started. So I want to know what happens to Drew Locke if John Elway chases the next shiny toy in the draft. I mean,
yeah,
I'll take Drew Locke. I like Drew Locke.
Yeah. What do you want to trade for him, though? He's a former first round pick.
Yeah, but he's still on that rookie contract. I don't think it takes much.
No, I'm saying, what would you trade for him? Like, would Denver want a lot in return?
No, then I wouldn't. Okay. If you get a chance to read my blog, you'll see that I'm not in on any big Brinks truck backup into anybody's pocket.
By the way, if you have a nice big shit that's going to take 10 minutes or more to get out, Johnny's blog is a masterpiece to accompany you into the back stall. Where can people find your, how many words did that come out to, blog?
This was too much. This was
very thorough, but I appreciate the passion.
I've never had anyone ask me that. I think it's oneaccountroads.blogspot.com.
There you go. Oneaccountroads, R-H-O-D-E-S, blogspot.com. You go into the most thorough breakdown. It's titled State of Washington Football. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And you get after it on multiple fronts. Here's the top line of the state of the team, which is encouraging, is that the defense has fucking kicked ass. Look at the final ranks for the end of the year for this defense. Second in yards allowed, fourth in points allowed, 47 sacks, which is the second most in like 30 years.
It is, and I think it will only get better for a couple reasons. Number one, our best pass rusher didn't play a down this year, or he may have played one game, Ioannidis.
What? He's not a better pass rusher than Chase Young.
From the inside, I'm trying
interior.
To
interior, like, okay, right.
Yeah, our best bull rush interior lineman is Ioannidis.
Yeah.
And then, as much as I felt that Landon Collins got a bad rap this year, I believe he was missed. I believe after he got hurt, we didn't have that gap filler beyond the front line to stop a lot of the runs. I felt like larger yardage chunks were chewed off by running backs after he went out.
That said, the seventh round pick Cameron Curl may just Wally Pip the high priced Landon Collins.
He might, but you know, football isn't like baseball where you pencil in one safety and he's your guy. I mean, they run rotations, they need depth, there's injuries. So both guys would mean a lot to be on the team next year. And then I've been talking about this for a year and a half now, but God bless if Reuben Foster gets healthy next year.
Oh shit. I even forgot about him.
I mean, that's the linebacker that we need. We need a guy like that
can go sideline to sideline and erase plays.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Cole Holcomb is a very good open field tackler. He's not Reuben Foster.
Well, it's almost like the defense is comically overloaded. If, you know, assuming Ioannidis comes back and if, you know, Collins comes back and contributes, because Curl was a huge find as a seventh round pick, and Ronald Darby on a 1-year prove it deal was worth every penny.
I questioned that move when they signed him, and I was wrong, thankfully. Yeah. I remember him just being a torch machine in Philly.
Yeah. Played a lot better, that's for sure. So the thing is, we got to find a quarterback for next year, and the big question is where, who, how. I think you and I both agree there's no way Alex Smith is your starter next year.
No, I believe that Charlie Cassidy first put it out there, and I thought it was a great write-up that he had about being fool's gold if you make the playoffs with Alex Smith. And certainly wasn't any disrespect to Alex. It's just big picture talk.
Right. And I would say that it's fool's gold worth pursuing. Like, it doesn't hurt us that we made the playoffs with him. And if he retires next year, does it?
I guess we'll find out on draft night.
I would love to know the real state medically of that calf, because it's got to be shredded. It's got to just be hanging on by a thread.
That's the thing, Zabe. I don't see that. How does that get better? I mean, that is a rebuilt half of a cadaver calf.
Well, rest in the offseason, it'll get better. and then he'll work out and work out because he's a psycho that way, and that's how he's able to come back. But then by the time he starts playing tackle football again in August and September, it's going to go straight downhill again.
Exactly. And you know what? Even if he said, I can give you 16 more.
Well, he'll say that, because why wouldn't he say that? He said, I'm coming back to play football. Nobody believed him.
Let's say he can. They still have to address the position.
Well, yeah. Playing 16 to 16 is different from being an effective QB 1, 16 to 16. If he's gingerly hopping off his front foot, throwing passes, throwing candy-ass passes like he was, holding his right leg out in the air on his follow-through.
Right.
Then no. Because they had the leg cam. Do you like the leg cam? They had a dedicated camera just to his right leg. And they show one of the passes, and they show his follow through, and you're like, Jesus, he is favoring that thing.
Yeah, not a lot of space there in the pocket, was there?
No. Looks like a dangerous place to me. So
what do we do? There's three options. There's free agency, trade, or draft. What is it that we should do?
Winston, Mariota, or I don't know.
Darnold?
I'm not into it. How do you get him? What does he cost?
I don't know. Personally, if I were the Jets, I mean, you could put Unitas behind there. They don't have a nucleus. They need to trade back.
You wouldn't take Fields, huh?
I think Fields is good. What good is it if he's not surrounded? I think that's why Darnold has sucked.
Well, I think the tricky thing about building a team is that, okay, if you don't think there's a franchise quarterback there, don't force it, because then you'll waste your time. It'll set you back 2 or 3 years. See Haskins, Dwayne, right?
Sure.
But how do you build a really good team and then go find a quarterback to plop into it? They're so hard to find, you know? Like, Vikings thought that they had done that, and then they went and they bought Kirk for a ton of money, knowing he was not a difference-making guy, but that he was really, really good.
Do you think we're in the situation right now?
Yeah, but you can't buy a guy like Kirk anymore, unless, do you want to make a play for Dak?
No.
Okay.
Here's why. We have such a young nucleus, all of whose contracts will be coming up for renewals.
I know. The bill's going to come due pretty soon on all of these guys. It happens very quickly, and so your windows are very tight, and they close quickly.
And so the model is to win with a guy on a rookie deal, or to catch a guy who's hungry in a bad situation, like Ryan Tannehill, who gets revitalized in a new setting. And you rattled off two guys. Now Mariota would require a trade.
Tannehill is a good example of a guy, one of the few times a guy got a fresh reboot, and now he's a baller.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else you can think of that got that second reboot, that he was touted as a franchise guy, had a run as a QB1, washed out, and then they reinstalled him?
I mean, you could say Drew Brees, but they gave up on him because of injury. So the Chargers, it wasn't like they didn't think he was any good.
So here's your options. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. At quarterback, according to SpotTrack.com, a website I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yes, I love it.
You're there all the time. golfdomgolf.com, looking at the latest equipment. Hold that thought. I got a brain teaser for you in a second on that. Dak Prescott is your number one potential free agent, but he could get hit with a second tag from the Cowboys. He made 31.4 on his tag this year. He'll make 37 and change next year on the tag. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to sign him to a long-term deal, his agent says, well, the 37 is the basement price going forward. So it'll be 37, 40, 42, 45, or whatever the numbers are for whatever deal he gets. He's in an incredibly strong position, even with a torn up knee, because prior to getting hurt, he was a top seven quarterback. And if you look at the Cowboys' yards per game with him and without him, it's night and day.
I agree. And he's good.
Yeah. Philip Rivers is available next year. Free agent, 39 years old. No thanks. Jacoby Brissett's available as well from the Colts.
No, thank you.
Mitchell Trubisky will be available from the Bears.
I think they will re-sign him.
38-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick will be available.
He's got like 8 kids. He's busy.
Guy balls, though.
Yeah, he does.
Tyrod Taylor, who lost his job due to a bad injection and never got it back, will be available.
I researched old Tyrod today. Did not realize he was 32 years old already.
Yeah. And then you start getting into the unmentionables, Johnny. A.J. McCarron, Andy Dalton, Colt McCoy, Nathan Peterman, Robert Griffin III, Matt Barkley, Nate Sudfeld, Cam Newton. Cam! Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco.
But you're rattling off the free agents. There are some other...
Jameis is way down there on the list. I don't know how they rank it. Oh, I guess it was by AAV is how I sorted this table.
Right. Now let me ask you this. So Breeze has announced he will be retiring.
He's going to retire after next year, I thought.
Oh, I thought he said this year.
Huh. Let me look that up. Keep talking.
Yeah, I was just curious. I mean, do they view Jameis Winston as the heir apparent?
He's on a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Per Adam Schefter, it's believed that Breeze is going to retire at the end of this current NFL season. All right.
So what happens? I mean, I would love to see old Mr. Crab Legs get another chance, to be honest with you.
Eat that W. Why not, right? Throw him in there, see what he can do. And the answer is probably throw 50 picks, but hey.
Now look, in every draft, almost every draft, there's a diamond in the rough quarterback that comes outside of the guys that are grouped in that top tier. And last year would be Justin Herbert, or, I mean, he wasn't the top two. So, you know, there's guys like Trey Lance between you and I don't see it. I watched his entire 2019 game film.
You and did?
Yeah. Dave, I was unemployed for a while.
His game film.
His
every highlight. Throw.
Every throw, yes.
Highlights.
Every throw.
So not highlights. Actual total throws. Good throws, bad throws, everything.
Yes. Okay. Interceptions, touchdowns. He almost never looks off his hot read. Almost never. And then he gone. Yeah. If he doesn't see it, he gone.
Yeah, but you know, Ron loves mobile guys. So Trey Lance could be the guy. North Dakota State, by the way, 6'3", 221, and can run. The Dickens.
I'll tell you this. His arm is a rocket. I mean, the ball just zips out of his arm. There's no going through his progressions whatsoever. So
what about Kyle Trask at Florida? You feeling him?
I like him. I like him and Mac Jones. What I wrote in my blog is if you toggle back and forth, you almost forget which one you're looking at. They're very similar.
Okay. Where are they projected to go, those guys?
I couldn't believe it. I favored Mac Jones over Trask, but the experts that I read really liked Trask in the second round and called Mac Jones a strong-armed Jake Fromm. So yeah. I was like, okay, well, I guess I missed on that one. But
are you horny for the Mormon Manziel, Zach Wilson out of BYU?
Yeah, I've got a massive man crush on the kid.
Would you spend your first round pick on him? Will he be available when the Wolfskins pick?
No, he will not be available. If it only took a swap of first rounds and then something less major, I might consider it. I mean, what I wrote in my blog is if he's your guy, if that's who you think he is, then go get him short of anything of an RG3 dump truck move.
Right, right. Every sports fan knows it's not about how you start the season. It's about how you finish. At MyBookie, 2020 finishes strong with NFL, college football, and the return of NBA action. Sign up today to receive a halfway deposit match up to $1,000. And while you're at it, ring in the holidays with 6 days of giveaways. You heard it here first. From December 21st to December 26th, MyBookie's hooking players up with free bets, casino chips, and blackjack tournaments with huge cash prizes. And it's all week long. To get in on the action, it's simple. Sign up, make your first deposit, and enter promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, to claim your bonus and start taking advantage of the holiday freebies. Head over to MyBookie and discover this year's batch of fun on-site promotions and win big with 6 days of giveaways. This holiday season, bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie.
All right, exit question on the Wolfskins, and I want to run you through some other stuff here real quick. And that is, you wrote about the fact you're not hearing enough noise about the no fans in the stadium, and it's frustrating you.
About no stadium announcement.
Oh, okay. See, that was my scanning on it. Yeah. So, yeah, there's no new stadium announcement for Washington, and that's concerning to you, correct?
I think that we deserve more transparency, and so far all I've heard is, well, it all hinges on the end of lease of FedEx, and I don't accept that. That they can get out in front of that lease. They can make a land deal. They can make an announcement.
Is the least of the problems. It's about who's going to pay for it. And where can you put it?
Well, so in other words, it's a battle with the municipalities.
Yeah. The ball game is who's going to pay for it. And Danny obviously wants it to be not him. And they'd love it to be next to RFK if they could. But it's a tricky site because it's under federal control.
I hear you. I guess my point is when this was going on in Philly, these topics were being talked about on a daily basis.
Oh.
Should it be paid for by the lottery? Should it be paid for by the municipality? Should it be paid for by the owner? Should the league kick in? And I don't even know if it's on the forefront of their minds right now. And what I'm worried about is that they come back to us and they say, we're renewing our lease at Rao John and we're staying there. And
that's God almighty. No, no. No, you gotta be kidding me.
No, I mean, I'm worried about it because we don't hear anything.
No, they should say about the lease, if they run over the lease, they should say we'll rent year to year, and if they say that's not good enough, then you say, well, then go rent it to somebody else. It's game of chicken.
Yeah, how about put these bozo politicians first or front and center? If Mayor Bowser has an issue with the Washington football team, put it out there.
Here's the real problem is this pandemic has pushed this thing way down the list. for these local yokels to wrestle with. You know what I mean? Mayor Bowser is in a death fight with the goddamn teachers union in D.C. to try to get the schools open. You know that.
Which is completely opposite of what you would think Mayor Bowser would be doing.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's trying, but she is ill-equipped to really handle a union that strong, and she didn't set the tone early enough. And so now, shocker, the teachers don't want to go back. They got a strong union. She's ineffective. And God help you if you got a kid in D.C. public schools. God help you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, I digress. Let me switch gears to golf. You don't mind talking a little bit of golf, do you?
Golf, baby.
Okay. Here is a question posed on the internet that I thought would be right up your alley. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you had a choice, dream sponsorship in golf of equipment, ball, apparel, and shoes, go. Name each. They're paying you. Paying you. Now, of course, equipment, it's got to meet your eye and meet your aesthetic value and, you know, what you like in terms of the clubs and everything else. But, yeah, that's it right there. Equipment, ball, apparel, shoes, go.
Shoes, G4, greatest I've ever owned. I've got 4 pair. They're innovative. They love style. And even though the owner is going to jail, I love them a lot.
Who is the owner of G4? Oh, Gianulli Massimo.
Yes.
Yeah. Aunt Becky's wife, husband. By the way, Aunt Becky got out of prison. So that's good.
Yeah, she's out.
Yeah, so she's out. He's still in for a couple of months.
Yeah. He's probably living real hard in there.
By the way, would you go to jail for 5 months to crawl into his life?
Yeah.
Yeah. So would I.
I mean, I'd slice the garlic real thin.
Okay. So shoes. You say G4s. Done.
Yep. Balls. We'll go Titleist. Balls.
Okay. Apparel.
Apparel. Are we assuming I'm fit and slender?
Yeah.
All right. I think I would go either Vineyard Vines or...
Vineyard Vines.
Yeah, I'm trying to step outside the box.
Look at you, Jim Nance Jr.
Yeah, or I would go classic polo a la Justin Thomas.
Okay. All right. You like to trend towards the preppy side of it. Equipment.
Titleist.
Wow. Titleist.
Titleist. What kind of bowl are you using?
I would go Titleist, apparel, Under Armour, and shoes would be Echo.
Yes, I knew. I had you pinned down. I'm surprised you said Titleist, though. So you probably were surprised I said that because I own no Titleist equipment, but
I know.
I'm very interested in it.
Okay, well, there's stores that sell it if you want to get into it. I know a guy. Buddy Christensen, golfandgolf.com.
Oh, well, Kmart has the Titleist line. Who is this Golfdom guy? I don't know who this guy is.
All right, well, while we're on the hypothetically, you're an 18-year-old five-star football recruit stud. You can go anywhere you want. Where are you signing?
Woo, great one. I am going, you know, Sparky and I have had this conversation.
Sparky is your son.
My oldest son, Carson, nicknamed Sparky.
Who is how old?
He is 14 in a few days.
Okay.
He wants LSU, and I can't really blame him. It would be SEC. It would be.
Yeah, it would be.
LSU, Florida. I love Auburn. I've met their fans. I've been around their people when I was at the Sugar Bowl. They are awesome.
Program is drifting like a raft cut loose from the dock right now.
Not when I get there.
Okay.
I'm turning that around.
Turning that shit around. I think for me, it'd be SEC for sure. The only one that could sway me might be Dabo at Clemson.
Yeah. Yep. That's fair.
All right, you're an 18-year-old five-star basketball stud. Where are you going? Maryland?
Maryland is on my short list. Yeah,
I can't believe it's not number one.
Well, you want me to be honest, right?
Yeah, I do want you to be honest.
Now, you and I have always talked Gumar in sports.
Yes.
And my college basketball Gumar has always been Kansas.
Ooh, okay.
But I don't think there's much to do out there.
No.
So.
What about Gonzaga? I'd go to Gonzaga.
Cool joint. Yeah. I would consider Gonzaga. I would also consider, I would never would ever go to Duke. I would never set foot.
Oh, I would string Krzyzewski along as much as I could, and at the last minute go, fuck you, I'm out of here.
Yeah, and then I'd go right across the street to Chapel Hill.
Their fans suck. Carolina fans suck.
I love their colors, though.
The colors are mint. They really are good. All right, Maryland, how about this?
Maryland would be way up there for me. But
all right, if you could just do a college do-over, meaning you're not a five-star recruit, it's your own circumstance, what would you do over again? Because I would not have gone to UCSB. I would have gone to a division. I would have gone to a small college where I could have played golf, Division III, getting no money, just because I would have liked to have played. I was not very good, but I would have loved to have played. I would have done that differently.
Oh God! Well, I can actually just recite my life and answer your question, because I screwed up every which way you can. I had a chance to go to East Carolina, where a couple of my cousins were and some good friends of mine were.
On a baseball scally?
Well, I was in talks with baseball and golf at the time, ironically. But guess what I did? I stayed back because of a girl that I was dating and decided to go to community college.
Oh, shit.
At which point I got really sidetracked. And later on ended up going to George Mason and did not have the on-campus experience or anything like that. So the do-over would have simply been to go to East Carolina, which is the right size school for me. It's in the best part of the country for college, I think. So,
okay, if you could travel back in time to stop one sports thing from happening, what would it be? I would time travel back to when Snyder was in the final stages of getting the Redskins, and I'd have shown up with a laptop and evidence that would make the owners run away screaming, and I would kill his ability to buy the team.
Well, that's a damn good one. I think you probably know mine. But
you'd kidnap Len Bias and take him out to the movies that night.
I'd have Brian Tribble murdered the night before he showed up on campus with
Brian Tribble, for those that don't know, and the Len Bias tragedy was?
He was your college drug distributor that apparently the night that he hooked OD'd those guys up, he gave some very potent stuff that would have killed a lot of people.
Yeah. It killed an absolute horse of a man.
Yeah.
An unbelievable, beautiful stud of a basketball player and a good kid.
Awful. Isn't it crazy, man? I'm 52 and I still am emotional about it. And
well, you're an emotional guy.
I am, but he meant a lot to me as a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And it was traumatic when my dad told me to sit down and tell me what he had just heard on the radio.
Yeah.
And so I would go back in time. I would like to be his driver that night and say, no, I'm not taking you over there. You know, we've got a photo shoot tomorrow. You know, you're getting ready to sign this Reebok deal. You don't need to be in there with those guys.
Right.
You know, and if be smart.
Yeah. And if you don't have access to that, just go kill Brian Tribble. Just go shoot him in the back of the head.
I wanted to that day.
I know. A lot of people did. Trust me. All right. Who is your girlfriend team currently in the NFL? I think. And people are going to say, aren't the Packers your girlfriend team? I'm now like sister wives. I'm like a Mormon now. I've got two wives in that regard. But I think my girlfriend team is the Indianapolis Colts, just because the uniforms are so goddamn sexy. I can't stand it.
Before I answer your question, you're going to like this. For Christmas, Carson wanted an Indianapolis Colts Rodrigo Blankenship jersey.
Wow.
And he got it. And it is a classic looking blue jersey.
So good.
My girlfriend has always been the Chargers since I was a kid, and they still
are. They still, now they moved to LA. I can't get with that uniform scheme, which is all over the place. Can't get with
it. You gotta like the powder blues, don't you?
I do. It's not as bad as the Rams' new set, but I mean, give me three uniforms: home, road, alt. Actually, four: home, road, alt, home, road, alt, and a throwback. That's it. Like, now all these damn combinations. Come on.
Completely agree. I mean, even the Ravens have, when I'm around my Ravens friends, they're like, I don't like that. We have all black. We have all white. We have purple pants, black pants, right. White pants.
I know.
Purple jerseys, black jerseys, white jerseys.
Yeah.
By
the way, is the white on white growing on you for the Wolfskins? Since they're now 3-0 in it and almost certain to roll out in it on Saturday night?
Dude, if they insist on wearing color on color, I much prefer that over
burgundy on burgundy.
Yeah, and I wrote in my blog, you know, you can take whatever 1980s style jersey and pant that you want in combo, any combo you want, it's still old and tired. It
right.
needs a refresh.
I agree. Well, we'll do that right after the stadium is done. Last two, would you quit your job for a year to be a caddy for a top 50 to top 100 PGA Tour player? So you're going to be in a lot of really good events, none of the World Golf Championship events. You're going to make some money. You're going to see the tour. Would you do it?
Am I guaranteed not to die while I caddy?
Yes. Yes, guaranteed not to die.
Yeah, I think that puts me up in the near the real six figure potential, doesn't it? 10% earnings, and then
depends on the win. You know, wins are more of a bonus. Some caddies get a flat fee. It's different for everybody.
Okay.
PGA Tour money list. Let me look this up for you right now.
Give me the 50th guy.
Guess what the 50th guy made last year? Just guess.
$600,000.
No. Top 50 are all over $1 million. You kidding me? I think. Hold on a second.
I answered too quickly.
No, that's okay. Hold on a second. 2020. Justin Thomas made $7.3 million last year. Truncated season, though. Let me go back to 2019 because this was a fucked up year. Okay, Mr. Number 50, J.B. Holmes. Made $2.1 million.
Okay. So I'm...
Mr. 100 would be Carlos Ortiz. Never heard of him.
Yeah, he won this year.
He made $1 million.
Hmm.
You'd be looping for a Bud Cauley or a Russell Henley or a J.J. Spawn or a Adam Schenck or a Brian Stewart. Or a Matt Every.
You cannot put me on Brian Schenck's bag. You can't do that.
That's his real name.
I know. But I think I'd do it. I don't know. That's not as good a money as I thought.
No.
But,
all right. Here's your last one. Would you quit your job for a year to be an NBA flunky who is in the inner circle with an NBA star like Harden or something like that? Where, yes, you'd be kind of asked to do semi-demeaning things like, hey, go get my car, go get my dry cleaning, but you'd be with the boys. You'd be drinking, partying. You would get all of their sloppy rejects when it comes to groupies. Would you do it?
Zero chance.
Come on.
They can pound sand. No, thank you.
Okay. Fair enough. Anything else you want to add before we're done here today? Are you looking forward to the Tiger documentary on HBO? Have you seen the promos, I'm sure?
I have. I am looking forward to it. He's become more digestible for me lately. I can get into it. There's a couple things I'll add. Number one, it's been speculated among my friendship group that since you've moved on from 980, that One Account Rhodes is dead.
No way.
That's what I've been told. It's over.
The nickname is over?
Well, I have no outlet through you anymore.
Bullshit. So, you're on the podcast right now.
That's a good point.
No, no, you're not dead. Not at all.
And then not the last one.
Fuck those friends. Get better friends.
They don't know me. the last one, Saturday.
Yes.
All day long. Johnny's Pub. I'm hosting.
Ooh. Will you enforce strict social distancing and mask wearing?
Zero chance.
Good. I'll be there. The only thing I've got to get healthy because I think I have coronavirus now.
Okay, so Hatch wasn't joking. That concerns me. Yeah. let's catch up later.
It's only Tuesday, you pussy. Come on.
Well, let's put it to game time decision.
Dude, everyone's gonna get it. It's your turn. It's a cold. You'll live.
Not with what I drink.
Yeah. All right. I forgot to ask this. I included this in the tease, so I guess I got to include it. College football championship game being pushed back. Some discussion today. I say, not in a million fucking years are we doing that. Ohio State has been accommodated enough already this year. I don't care that, they've got 10 guys out. Fuck you. Get 10 others.
Yeah. So is Ohio State the Ravens or are they the Broncos? Which one are they going to be? No, I'm with you. Screw that, man. Play the game.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that. They've been catered to enough this year. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. All right.
Try staying away. Staying away from everybody.
I did, and I still got corona, maybe. Who knows? All right, Johnny boy, good to talk to you as always, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Peace out. H-T-T.
W-F-T.
All right.
All right.
Bye. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots.
All right, a couple of coronavirus-related sports things before we are out of here today. File this one under, what are we doing? Nets forward Kevin Durant will miss Brooklyn's game against the Utah Jazz on Tuesday due to the league's COVID-19 protocols. He'll be forced to quarantine for 7 days after a close contact exposure to somebody who had tested positive. Now, my first thought was, wait a minute. I thought Durant already had coronavirus. He did. He tested positive for it back in March with 3 other Nets players. Didn't play in the bubble with Brooklyn as they got bounced in quick order. According to ESPN, this makes it even worse. The 32-year-old has tested negative for the virus 3 times recently and has continued to register coronavirus antibodies. And yet they're going to sit him out for 7 days. I mean, whatever, NBA, whatever. Someone, I think, is not following the science. Because this is insane overkill. They should say, well, sure, he came in close contact. Luckily, Kevin Durant's already had it. So he's got natural immunity. Almost certainly. Secondly, he's testing negative. That's good. Third, he still has antibodies. We're not parking him for 7 days. Sorry, we'll park other people. This could keep happening to Durant, in theory, throughout the entire season. It's bonkers. Bills fans are petitioning to ban Governor Cuomo from attending the Bills playoff game this coming weekend, despite the fact it was Cuomo who personally saw to it to see them be able to get 6,700 people in there. They don't like the fact that he looks like he's a front-runner fan. He says he's never been to a Bills game, but now that they're good, let me go hustle in front of that parade. God, that's a great petition. I have no idea if it's going to work. On the one hand, Bills fans should just go quietly because at least their king has granted them some crumbs. On the other hand, I understand the sentiment. Some dipwad from the New York Times wrote a column that proclaimed UConn as the true 2020 national football champion because they chose not to play. They're one of 3 teams not to play football in Division I this year. They said that UConn had the courage to cancel the season when the others did not. The courage. Wow. I guess coming from the New York Times, it shouldn't shock anybody. But that was written by somebody who obviously has never played sports, doesn't understand the value of sports, probably hates sports. the paper of record. And then here's one for you. I am, of course, a guy who believes that masks do nothing. I'm not anti-mask in terms of, do you want to wear one? That's great. I think these mandates are stupid, and they are doing nothing to prevent the spread of the virus. And in fact, nothing can stop the spread of the virus at this point. That's what I believe. But here's the one mask story I actually smiled at. Somebody tweeted a mask that's got a saying on it in which he said, I bought this face mask for my librarian wife. She thinks it's inappropriate, though, to wear at school. It reads, when I think about books, I touch my shelf. I get it, right? That's based on the old Divinals song, I touch myself. Okay, did I need to explain it? I guess I didn't need to explain it. All right, that'll be it for me today. I'm on the path to recovery, hopefully more full strength tomorrow, working on a special You Are Looking Live with Scott and Solly to be part of the Friday Zabecast with Mr. X, Notorious J-A-Y, or as he calls himself, Negrodamus, will join us tomorrow, and he will do a massive cockwalk about how correct he was a week ago regarding Dabo and the college football semifinal games. In the meantime, have yourself a Cracker Jack Wednesday or do whatever you want. I'm not going to run your life. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. All right, the divisions have been decided. Champions are about to be crowned and legends born like Taylor Heinicke. But what about you? What's in it for you? I know. It's your time to win in the NFL playoffs. You've waited and watched all year. Maybe your team had a good season. Maybe your team had a bad season. How about you have a winning season in January? MyBookie, the industry's leading online sportsbook and casino, and it's not hard to understand why. Thousands of lines to bet on your favorite sports. NFL, NBA, college basketball, check, check, check. MMA, soccer, check, check. They've got all the latest odds, period. Take advantage of MyBookie's prop builder and live in-game betting where every single run, throw, basket, touchdown is another chance for you to put cash in your pocket. Visit their mobile-friendly website today and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Just use promo code ZABE when you make your first deposit. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. The best part is they make it simple with a variety of ways to deposit, including credit card, bank transfer, Bitcoin, and more. Whether you're at home or on the go, your laptop or on the phone, it's not too late to make your New Year's resolution a resolution to get paid on the games you knew were going to end up the way they did. Bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie.